Our lesson today comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Hear God's word from Ephesians. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us, the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people. Free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free, either. Abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. And long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eyes on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. May God give us understanding, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. I'm going to share a secret with you this morning. It may come as a shock to know that when I was a kid, I was extremely rebellious and extremely stubborn. I had some really definite ideas about what I wanted in life and how I wanted to do it. So there was this continual battle. I have a hunch I'm not alone in that. In fact, we as the American people take great pride in freedom. And typically, when we think about freedom, we think of it as being personal freedom. To be really free, I need to be free to make whatever choices I want to make for things that will benefit me. Well, later on, as I got a little bit older, and I discovered that I loved theater, my mom used it in a way to help me in ways that I don't think she ever expected or I ever expected. When I was in high school, in fact, just in my freshman year, there was a wonderful director, theater director, over at the local junior college. And my mom had had him as a teacher when she was in high school, so she knew that he was really, really good at what he did. So she said, okay, you want to do theater? You need to learn it right. And she took me over to one of the auditions for a play. It was a Shakespearean play at the time. And he took me under his wing, and so began a series of amazing lessons that I never, ever could have anticipated. You know, the thing is, when we think about theater and we think about performance, we think about stars. Because invariably there are those individuals that sort of pop out and have big egos, and they love all the attention. Well, as a really shy person, that was not what was drawing me. And even though I couldn't even articulate why I was drawn to theater, I felt somehow there was a place for me there. And in that process, I learned some really, really amazing lessons. First of all, I learned that for there to be really good theater, there has to be a really good director. And Mr. Yu would start us through this process. First, there would be the auditions. And as he selected different people in different roles, he didn't always cast people that would be the logical choice. When he was casting people, he would often put you in a role that he knew would challenge you, that would be outside of your personality, that would force you to get into someone else's head. And in that process, there was an opportunity to develop compassion and an understanding of others that you wouldn't get any other way. Because how can you play a particular character if you don't come to some understanding? There's also a sense, there was this a teamwork. A play needed a team. It needed a group of very, very different talents. People with different appearances, people with different voices, people with different timbres, people with different enthusiasm, people with different understandings. And so he would bring this amazing collection of diversity all together. And when we were doing musicals, it was even more profound because we literally were creating the harmony. And if we'd all been identical and the same, how boring would that have been? Because the beauty of it was getting us all together in these different roles. In it, we had a chance to think about people's stories. We had a chance to think about people's struggles. We had a chance to see those who felt sorry for themselves and how that self-pity limited them. We also had the opportunity to see that those who were the greatest were those who faced adversity but never let it stop them. But in the creation of those stories and of those plays, Mr. Yu was continually guiding us, directing us, challenging us, pushing us. We had opportunities to not just be on the stage, but we had chances to be part of what was needed off the stage. We had time to help in learning to build sets. And ironically, one of my favorite contributions was the creation of a stained glass window for a production of The Sound of Music. We had a chance to learn how to make costumes, sewing, how to do makeup, how to help. I often assisted the director in keeping notes, because the first step in any play, after the roles were cast, were to tell people where they needed to be. We may not realize that we're watching a theater production, but every single step, every single motion is mapped out, or as we call it in theater, blocked out, right from the beginning. So I would assist him in taking the notes, and then as we were rehearsing and people were learning their lines and trying to get the feel, then I was the one who'd say, no, you're supposed to be more to stage left. Yes, that's right. And you're supposed to come out on this word. And so I had a chance to see how all the pieces, all the intricate pieces, all fit together in amazing and impossible ways. I also had a chance to see and experience how when things go wrong, that doesn't have to be the end. In fact, there can be amazing, interesting things that happen when things go wrong. I used to almost look forward to it when somebody missed an entrance or they dropped a line, because it gave me a chance to be creative and to jump in and help move things forward. But all of it was all based on having that powerful, wonderful director. And in that process, I never felt freer in my life. Now that's one of the things that's difficult for all of us in this lifetime, is that we assume that for us to really be free, we have to be the ones calling the shots. We have to be our own directors. But you know, the thing is, as I learned on the stage, you can't see where you are when you're the performer. You need that director to say, okay, I'm not seeing enough of your face in this part. Or I'm not seeing enough of your emotion. Or you really need to express this to communicate that. He was able to guide each of us to bring out our best because he could see what was going on. And he could see not only what I was doing, but he could see what all the other players were doing and what we each needed to do to come together as a whole. It's the same with us. We can't see ourselves, and we can't see how we are meant to fit with each other in this world and in this lifetime. We need our director guiding us, telling us, pushing us, challenging us, helping us to maneuver through all the intricacies, all the difficulties, all the challenges of our stories to make a whole unified story. My friends, when we are in control, we lose every single time. But when we turn to God for our direction, for our guidance, when we lean upon his wisdom and his love, then he's giving us a freedom that we can't even comprehend, that we can't even imagine. He, by guiding us, by our turning to him, he turns us loose in a way that we cannot imagine. Here's my hope for this coming year. My hope is that we will keep our eyes on the ultimate director, that we will look for our freedom in him and how he guides our path. That we will allow him to push us. We'll allow him to direct us. We'll allow him to challenge us in new ways. And that he will help us in our roles to get in the heads of other people with compassion and understanding. And that he'll bring it all into a beautiful, beautiful story. A story of how we can each be our best and abundantly free. Let us pray. Almighty God, our lives are at times difficult. It can be hard to know who we're meant to be and where we're meant to go. And we keep stumbling because we keep trying to do it by ourselves, following our own wisdom, which is so limited. And so we pray, Lord, as we start this new year, that we keep our eyes and our ears upon you, that we allow you to direct our path and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.